Good morning. It's 7:49 and you're listening to KBBI AM 890 Homer. I'm Shayla Farzon. It's Friday morning and that means it's time for our weekly legislative call-in. On the line from Juneau, we have Representative Paul Seaton of House District 31 and Senator Gary Stevens of District P. Gentlemen, welcome back to the program.
Glad to be with you today, Shayla. It's always nice to talk to the people of the district.
Now, the big news this week from Juneau was House Bill 115, a bill that would institute a state income tax and set a new formula for permanent fund dividends. Representative Seaton, you helped author this legislation, which was announced last week. Can you walk us through what's happened since then?
Sure. The bill was introduced and was all gone through and all the sectionals on Monday. And then on Tuesday, we had the Department of Revenue and the Department of Law in talking about single subject rule, and it qualifies under that. Then we had the modeling done on Wednesday, which was the interactive model so people could increase and decrease each one of the percentages. And so we've got a pretty good estimation of what the bill does now, and we're also developing amendments or proposals. Sometime next week we'll be looking at those. So then after the committee gets a bill structured the way they like, then we'll be looking at moving it out. But there's no time frame for that yet because there's a lot of work to be done.
Senator Stevens, I realize it's still in the early stages and hasn't made it to the Senate yet, but with that said, what are your first impressions of House Bill 115, and what do you think its chances are in the Senate?
Right. It's a long ways before it actually gets to the Senate, but I'm very pleased with it. I think Paul done a great job of putting together that bill. It solves the major issue that we're facing, which is a long-term sustainable revenue for the state. It probably will have some difficulty here in the Senate. I personally support it. I've told folks in Homer and Kodiak and Cordova when I visited that I would vote for an income tax if it came to the floor. You know, we've got a $3 billion hole in our budget. We can't solve it all with just the use of the earnings reserve, some earnings reserve and permanent fund. And we can't solve it all by cutting the budget. We can solve some of it that way. But I think the only way you really get out of this is to have some sustainable long-term revenue coming into the state.
Senator Stevens, I'm going to stay with you for a little longer here. This week, the Senate heard a new bill to increase the state fee for studded tires from $5 a tire to $75 a tire. What are your thoughts on this proposal?
Well, I don't think that bill has a chance. You know, I mean, everything should be on the table and everything should be considered, but, my goodness, $75 a tire. That's just an enormous fee to pass on to the public. We need to look at it, of course, but I just don't think it has a chance right at this point. And further, we need to really understand the situation. Is it the studded tires that cause the problems with our roads, or is it simply the weight of the vehicles that cause the ruts? I mean, all over Alaska, we've got these enormous ruts. I don't know. I haven't heard from the Department of Transportation their answer to. Is it truly the studded tires that caused that problem? I don't know. I question that. I use studded tires because of the weather conditions in Kodiak and also here in Juneau. I'd find it hard not to have a studded tire, and I'd hate to pay $700 a tire, as I'm sure most people would.
And wrapping up here, what are you both looking forward to in the coming week? Representative Seaton, let's start with you.
Oh, we have a number of bills coming up this week. You know, we're going to be doing, maybe that's even today, the insurance for police and fire. We got about six bills I think we'll be taking up next week, as well as House Bill 115, State Revenue Restructuring Act.
And over to you, Senator Stevens.
Well, this coming week, we will keep talking to school districts. We'll hear from them their major concerns. You know, I think what we've heard repeatedly is that everyone is moving ahead on distance education. There are so many good things about distance education. You know, a teacher will know immediately through technology whether students are keeping up and what they need to be helped with, what individual thing they need to be helped with. So there are really so many advantages to the whole technical evolution of education. But I guess my real concern is, does it really save any money? And because people are saying that's the way to cut the budget is to depend more on technical issues, on the internet and all of that. I think that's important, and it adds another dimension to education, but you know, you can't replace a teacher in front of a student.
That was Representative Paul Seaton and Senator Gary Stevens in Juneau. You can hear KBBI's legislative call-in every Friday morning at 7:49 a.m. You can also tune in to the rebroadcast tonight during the local evening news right here on KBBI AM 890 Homer.